You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's the Steph getting up there, man. 38.
Still yeah, that's
playing.
Crazy.
I always, obviously, I'm not an NBA athlete, professional, nothing like that. So their bodies, they're trained way better than I am right now. But I try to play on Sundays for an hour at almost 42. It's like, this is crazy. These guys are playing in the NBA at 38, 39, 40 years old. Are you crazy? I know they're in great shape, but they're still 40 years old. That is amazing to me. That is amazing. And not just be in the league and survive. Like, these are the best players in the league. When you talk about Steph, KD, LeBron, it's crazy, bro. Steph is even crazier, too, because he's like 6'3". That's, man.
But is that more favorable to him playing this long than LeBron, who's, what, 6'8"?
So the way I look at it is, like,
I mean, KD is not 7 feet. He's 6'11". But he's got to be, he's what, 36, 37 years old.
The way I look at it, though, is those guys, the LeBrons and the KDs, like, you're still 6'9".
Like, even but the physical toll on your body is different than what it would be on someone who's 6'3", wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I mean, there's give and take either way, but, like, if I'll put it to you like this, like a random high schooler who's a good basketball player, if he's still 5'8", there are just things that even at my old age, I'll be able to do better because I'm just taller, or at the very least I can survive, or I can get my shot off because I'm just taller than him. Like, that's just what it is. That's what I look at with KD and Bron. They're still taller players than guys that they go against. So say your legs don't work the same way. All right, I'm working my post game, or I'm gonna get him on the block or something like that. I'm not as fast and explosive as I was, but I can back down this 6'5" guy that's trying to guard me and fade away on him. Steph don't have that luxury. Steph is going up against guys his size that are faster than him, quicker than him, more explosive than him, and he still is able to dominate. It's just crazy to me. Like, Steph going up against, he's better than him, obviously, like, so much better than him, but Rob Dillingham. Mm-hmm. Rob Dillingham, the same size, he's lightning quick, all this other stuff, but he don't stand a chance against Steph Curry. And Steph Curry's almost 40. It's crazy. They're both crazy, like, both scenarios.
And they are still the faces of the league.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
No matter how much we try to,
they're actually three of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Two of them were the focal points of this offseason. I mean, one of them legit shifted a team into a legitimate title contender. and Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets. We're two seasons in. Has the Cup lost any luster, excitement?
Probably a little bit. Probably a little bit. You know, ironically, the most exciting part of the NBA Cup seems to be the early part of the bracket rounds. Or I guess maybe that's just the one game. The one game that's at home that gets you to Vegas is the one that, like, people are geared up for. Doesn't seem like the Vegas games are that, like, hyped up or people are super excited for that Final Four. The actual Cup games, I think people are hyped up for. But if you look at some of the games that come to my mind, is a game like the Rockets Warriors game. That was a Cup bracket game. Mm-hmm. Winner goes to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Indiana Boston. That was a bracket game. Mm-hmm. In Indiana. Winner goes to Vegas. Those games seem to be, like, intense.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the Cup games before and in Vegas just hasn't.
The Pacers win last year? Who won last year?
The Bucks.
The Bucks won. That's right. It was the Lakers 1 year one. Mm-hmm. The Bucks 1 year two.
So to answer your question, maybe a little bit. Maybe lost a little luster. But I think.
I wonder if there's going to be a point where they have to. Like, I really do think the courts help. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I might forget. Like, because it's what, like Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a random day. It's like, oh, this is an, oh, okay, like, cool.
Yeah.
And there is a certain level for me, like, oh, okay, like, cool. This looks different. And it's very eye catching. It's not like a dull representation. There's not I don't know what an in season tournament trophy in the middle of the court. It is a in-your-face basketball court. Mm-hmm. That when you turn that game on, you know instantly, aha, this is different. Okay, all right. Like, I know the first, this, of course, this was year one, not year two, but the first in-season tournament game that was at the Golden 1 Center.
Oh, man.
Soon as we walked into that lower bowl, it was like, oh.
There was energy in that place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It. So they've done a really, really good job with that. I don't think it's lost any luster. I think they'll get in trouble if guys start, man, I don't want to go to Vegas for this.
Mm-hmm.
If that starts to happen, that's mm-hmm. where I think you'll start to run into issues. But hopefully those talks have been had with players when a microphone is like, hey, don't crap on our brand new product that just netted everybody $1 billion.
Yeah, you still want that extra $5 million?
Yeah. You like money or not?
You want that extra $5 million? We need to sell this thing. What are you talking about?
Part of the announcement for the NBA Cup groups were the debut of NBA basketball on Amazon, on Amazon Prime. And that's coming October 24th. They rolled it out with announcements of their broadcasting teams. They rolled it out with, it looks like Blake Griffin's going to be a centerpiece of their broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And they rolled out a commercial with him and Chet that I thought was pretty good. I thought it exercised Blake's comedic chops, which I thought he was great in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And Chet, who is a little, when trying to be comedic, he's a little stiff, but I think he was at his high school for the commercial.
Okay.
And I just like, oh, this works. Blake's like, hey, man, we did it. And Chet's like, who's we? What do you mean? Well, I'm from Oklahoma. I was born in. And it, like, the whole bit. And I thought Blake killed it. I thought he was great. And I thought that's a great little rollout commercial for Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, I'm really excited to see the product they put out there for the NBA. Because I think they do a pretty good job with the NFL. You know, they do a lot of the stuff that we say that we want from an NBA broadcast. And I talk about what I want that ESPN doesn't provide, like a true pregame show, a true postgame show. Give them time to cook. And they do that with the NFL. I don't have any reason to think that they're not going to do that with the NBA. I think, like I said, they're going to do a really good job. I'm anxious to see. I like the group that they've got together, the announcers and the studio people that they've got together. I think they're going to be creative with some of the stories and stuff they do, really just based off of how I see them go about the NFL. I think it's going to be good, man. I'm excited to see what they can do. Very excited to see what they can do.
They've started to announce some of their broadcast teams. I think I read Del Curry might join them.
Yeah, Del Curry there, and reportedly they're trying to play the long game with that one. The speculation is they get Del Curry. Del Curry's a good analyst just in general. Mm-hmm. I've heard him on Hornets broadcast, but they get Del Curry. They hope maybe they get the inside track to get Steph when he retires.
Mm.
So I think that would be pretty cool if they had, you know, Iron Eagle, Del Curry, and Steph Curry on a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. Not that Steph would be there, you know, every game like a analyst, but if that's a selling point, right? Like, hey, tonight's game is going to be special because Steph Curry and Del Curry going to be on the call. Like, yeah, people check that out to hear what that sound like.
Where does Draymond Green fit into all this?
Hopefully he doesn't. Hopefully he doesn't. I don't think he's in Amazon at all. Like, I'm sure he's still doing.
Well, he thought he was going to be NBC. He was locked in. That's why he went to Paris.
Yeah, and they just ignored his ass.
I don't know why I'm asking you guys about this. Draymond, can you let us know what your plans are for TV after your career?
Sure. I'm glad you asked me. And if the players would have asked me to be the president of the Players Association, quite frankly, we would be in a better place. I told everybody about the CBA. Nobody wanted to listen. That wasn't your question. I was in the man cave, and I was in there for 4 days. And I said, I think Prime isn't necessarily where I want to be. Quite frankly, where I want to be is NBC. That's why I went to Paris.
Okay.
And if you understand the game of basketball, mm-hmm. you understand that's why I went to Paris.
What's funny is that line about if you understand the game of basketball is as repeated as the line, quite frankly.
That's bad.
It is.
And the man cave. I think he said that in the thread. I was in the man cave.
He did. He did. He said man cave and quite frankly on threads.
What did he say initially? The kids didn't know where he was at for 3 days.
Poor kids looking for their father. Distraught because dad didn't know where to be found.
Daddy, you're in the man cave.
Dad's just sitting in the dark.
Come on, man. Kids didn't know where you were for 3 days. Stop it.
Was that after Jordan Poole? Or no, that was after Nurkic.
Yeah,
it's a big ass house.
So they didn't hear you, huh?
How many rooms? How big of a mansion do you think you need to go missing for 3 days in your own house where no one else could find you?
That insulation is tough. They didn't notice your car wasn't there. Like nothing.
Well, that's the thing. I'm sure like his wife or significant other knew who was there. It's just like, yeah, just don't tell the kids I'm around right now.
Can you imagine? It's like, hey, don't tell it.
Don't
tell
bring
the kids
them here
for 3 days.
Don't show me my kids for 3 days. What? I'm here now.
Daddy,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't see cave.
Damn it. Yeah. What do you want?
Like that. I don't know why he's like that, man.
Why'd he do that?
No Draymond Green, thank God. Dwayne Wade, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, Blake Griffin, all expected to be a part of Amazon, as is Kevin Harlan, Brent Berry, Stan Van Gundy, Ian Eagle, who you referenced earlier, all expected, in addition to Dale Curry, to play a part in these broadcasts that will debut on Amazon Prime. Prime Day continues, I think, for a whole other day.
Yeah,
on October 24th.
Sales are down because there are no deals.
Sales are down because we're broke.
Down like 40%.
Broke is a joke. No cash at all.
Sales are down because we're broke, man. What you talking about?
A 180.
We had to create titles for ourselves at work. Can you hold your 180? Because we've got to go to commercial.
Well, look at this. Who's this guy?
If you paid attention to the clock once in a while, Kenny, you'd know.
You brought him to the party.
We got to go to commercial here on ESPN 1320.
Big time fight weekend coming up this weekend.
Matt George coming up at 3:15. What's the fight?
Well, they got the greatest all women's boxing card on Friday night. Taylor and Serrano 3, their trilogy. That's going to be fantastic. And a woman that I think is a potential superstar in the world of boxing, Alicia Baumgartner, she's fighting as well. That's going to be good. And then Shakur Stevenson is fighting on Saturday against Will Zepeda, and Edgar Belanga is fighting on Saturday as well on that same card. Today they had a press conference, and Oscar De La Hoya is on the side of the opposing fighter, Berlanga. And Berlanga brought his Louis Vuitton duffel bag, and it was filled with let's just say
things Oscar might like.
Yeah, things Oscar might have worn in the past. And he was throwing them at Oscar.
Thought maybe he had a bag of sugar or something?
No, it was other things.
I see.
And he was throwing them
at
Oscar.
I know that story.
And Oscar said, "You better stop, or what?"
Oscar De La Hoya sucks, bro.
He got him with that one. Oscar got a tip his hat. Well, he don't have to do anything. It happened to him. But I'm just saying, I'm not even a Berlanga guy, but he got him on that one. He did get him on that one.
Also, that fight should not be the main event.
This is ridiculous. It should be Shakur and Zepeda.
Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels before, and then Randy Orton versus Triple H after.
Oh,
I will not be watching.
All right. Well, get out to the fight. But it's nothing I need to watch, is it?
Tomorrow's good.
Tomorrow's good. You might want to watch the women. That's gonna. I mean, Shakur is gonna be dope too. Like
this. Yeah, Shakur versus Cepeda will be.
Where is all of this stuff at?
Netflix tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, the women's. So Jake Paul, this is his promotion.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's okay. That's actually kind of noteworthy that it's gonna be a Netflix joint.
And this isn't like It's not a circus. Like no, this is a real.
These are the best women fighters in the world. Aside from Clarissa Shields, like she's the best. But the thing that they, I can't believe they haven't fixed yet, and it's very, very frustrating, is the women's rounds being 2 minutes. It makes a difference, and I can't believe they haven't fixed it yet. So that's the only downside.
Okay.
I said before the break, though, I'd done a 180. We were talking about the broadcast and people who are going to be on it for Amazon Prime. We mentioned a little bit of NBC. D-Wade, I want to acknowledge it again. Wasn't always the biggest D-Wade fan, still not, but he did a fantastic job as the color commentator for the Olympics. Yeah. So I'm anxious to see what he can do.
Yeah, he's terrific.
In the NBA as well.
This isn't pocket watching broadcasters. I don't know if it's an Amazon thing. I don't know what, but I thought he'd be the lead guy for NBC. Like I thought, man, this guy could be on a 1A broadcast.
Isn't he on NBC?
Is he? I don't remember him signing with them.
I thought they locked him up with NBC.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure. I could look for it, but I thought they did.
Well, I hope they did because really he was a very easy listen. He was very relatable. I thought, especially for what I think is his first run, mm-hmm. I thought he was great.
Yeah,
he added a lot to that game. And here's where you really excel. He knew not to do too much, and it is so hard for broadcasters, particularly young ones, meaning young in the game, to know we saw it. Let us see it. I thought he was great in that sense, Jesse.
He might be just going this Michael Strahan route. He's coasting today and stuff like that this week, I guess. Like doing the actual.
Oh,
shows.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a guest host this week, I believe.
He does a lot of talk show stuff because he does. I mean, he like The View, like those types of joints, because he's got the wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does really, really heavy promotion for his wine.
Yeah, he, like I said, I ain't the biggest D-Wade guy, but...
Yeah, remember when you broke Rondo's arm?
I remember that.
I'll never forget when you broke Rondo's arm.
Well.
What do you mean, well? What are you doing?
He didn't break his arm. I think it was like a hyperextension or dislocation of the elbow or something.
Broke my heart.
Who broke Kevin Love's?
Kevin Love's shoulder that was, popped out of its socket.
It was outer? Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly Olynyk.
Kevin Love's shoulder popped out of his
what
socket.
What jersey was Kelly Olynyk wearing?
He was wearing a Celtics one.
Oh.
But they got tangled, and Kevin Love's weak-ass shoulder, because he don't drink enough milk, popped out of its socket.
Oh.
Kelly Olynyk cost the Cleveland Cavaliers the 2015 NBA title.
They could have been back-to-back champions.
Man.
He really ripped his arm out, bro.
Drew Down just left. He's never coming back after that. Sorry, Drew Down. We were just kidding.
Maybe Matthew Dellavedova wouldn't have had to go to the hospital that series.
Maybe
that
he wouldn't have.
That poor guy.
Maybe he wouldn't have.
Now, what was... Okay, this was more Celtics involved here, but it was J.R. Smith who backhand-fisted...
I think Jay Crowder?
Jay Crowder.
Yeah. I remember that.
Kings legend Jay Crowder.
Man, we ruined his streak, man.
Ruined his streak? We just wanted him to play.
We didn't. The Kings did.
The Kings. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Kings are the 1-21-1.
Man. We just wanted that man to play basketball. Man, Kings could use a tough guy down low. Like, oh, you mean like, I don't know. Jay Crowder?
We need a dog.
I do want to remind everybody, Jay Crowder showed up to shoot around on his first day in jeans and Timberlands, started the game that night.
Jay Crowder came in, provided a spark, almost punched someone in their face, was like, oh, this is great. Exactly what they did. Never
almost
played again.
Punched someone. The someone was Julius Randle. Never saw that man on a basketball
Jay,
floor
we do
again.
Not need this for our team right now, pal.
And look, this is the crazy part. Multiple coaches felt that way.
Yeah.
Can't blame this one on Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug saw the same thing.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Jay.
Sorry, Jay.
Yeah, that's all I can say, man.
Sincerely apologized, our dearest brother.
that's all that I can say.
Our dearest brother. Matt George coming up. He just texted. He's going to be a little closer to 3:30 rather than 3:15, but Matt George will be with us in the final hour of the show, so a lot to talk to him about. About your Sacramento Kings, who play basketball tonight. Well, you know, not necessarily your Sacramento Kings, but a lot of familiar Sacramento Kings will play tonight. Devin Carter will play. The Joneses, all of them, will play. And then, of course, we'll get our first look at the two rookies, Neek and Maxine.
Yeah, man. I really want to see what the rookies looking like. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are excited about Devin, and I understand that. But
can't wait to see Mason and Isaac Jones for the 17th time.
Well, and Kyle, it's kind
is
of
Mason on the roster again. I didn't even check.
What
is Mason on the roster?
Yeah, again? Man.
I was telling Kyle. Yeah, man. Isaac Jones and Isaiah Crawford. It's like if they don't show it this summer, then it's probably over with.
Well, no, just make it a bit now. Just keep bringing them back.
I don't see the same thing others see in those two, in Jones and Crawford. I think they're fine ball players, but I think they're fringe NBA guys. And I wonder if my mind can be changed a little bit with how they perform.
Those guys will probably play all, I don't even know how many games Summer League actually is, but the Joneses are probably going to play all of them. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
I don't know if the Kings got two-way guys. I thought I saw Brendan tweet something, but I'm not sure once you have those two, like, are those guys locked into those two ways? Like, what contract is Mason and Isaac Jones? What contracts are they even under right now?
I'm not sure.
If any. Yeah. Anything sure, past the summer league. I mean,
yeah, because that's why I was so surprised with Mason Jones. It's like, well, what are you supposed to be doing?
Mason Jones, damn near the longest tenured king at this point.
Yes. And Mace, it's interesting because he's unbelievable in G League play. Like his run to that finals, to that G League finals.
Yeah, that man had 40.
Crazy. Yeah. He's unbelievable, but it just doesn't seem to be enough to really get an opportunity in the NBA. Like I thought maybe, and I know they were probably trying to win to get into the playoffs, obviously, but maybe like give Mason Jones 20 games as a backup point guard and see should we stay on this ride. Like, do we need to continue to stay on this ride of having Mason Jones around mm-hmm. and being able to show like what he can do as a NBA player?
Well, did Isaac not show you anything? Because there were a lot of people something. Like the Deuce Masons that I know Deuce likes Mason a lot, but
he's shown me something. He's got to shoot. If he can shoot, knock down the corner three, it changes everything about who he is as a player. Everything. If he can knock down the corner three with some type of consistency, now you're looking at a guy who's in the NBA and making a lot of money for 10 years. I haven't seen that yet, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he can do it. That's what I want to see in the summer league, if he's added that to his game. But he did some good, like, hustle stuff and doing the dirty work when he had the opportunity to play last year with the big club. So I like that about him, but I don't look at him as somebody right now that is going to crack the rotation and play meaningful minutes. If he worked on that three-point shot, though, that changes everything. Everything. Mm. Mm.
So I think it's a 4:30 start for Sacramento in Las Vegas tonight. So that'll be for your Summer League pregame show.
Purple and gold pregame show.
Purple is Charlie, sell it. Purple and gold pregame show. Look at Coach Corey Brewer up there.
There he is.
Let's see you, boy. I hate that his most famous moment, I just cannot watch. That fall was,
that was tough.
Awful.
That was tough.
So it was that
he
is
just bounced back up.
One of the worst falls, I think, in NBA history. And yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Good.
You know what I always remember? Yeah. What I'll always remember about Corey Brewer was his first game. He comes through the tunnel, walks out onto the court. I'm down there, and he kind of runs over and gets in the corner to shoot. And it's me, and there's a handful of people there. And he looks just, like, really excited. And he, like, comes running out, and he goes, "Hey." He sticks his hand out. He goes, "Corey." I said, "Oh, Corey, Damian, nice to meet you." Yeah. And then he immediately turns, catches the ball, and just starts shooting. He legit. Corey, at this point, Corey Brewer, he's a vet. Yeah. He's like, he just looked excited to be playing in a basketball game.
Good for him.
That's the, besides that awful fall, that is the thing I will always remember about Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer was the basketball version of Dolph Ziggler. Remember when Dolph first came? That was his thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
They were like, all right.
Wasn't Dolph Ziggler part of the Spirit Squad?
I don't remember the Spirit Squad.
Really?
Oh.
You don't remember the group of like five male cheerleaders?
No. Yeah, I think they dropped poop on them at one point, right? Like from a porta potty from the ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Because it was the Spirit Squad that basically helped DX reform, and we got that second version of DX. So they did the
Dolph
gimmick.
Dolph Ziggler was part of the Spirit Squad, by the way. His name was Nikki.
Okay, I'm looking at them right now.
You said his name was Nikki?
Yeah.
Was just like, here comes Nikki?
Pretty much, yeah.
There's Dolph. There he is. That's crazy. I don't really remember moments from these guys. That's the Spirit Squad. Damn, I missed that that era.
The second version of DX was so bad. And Hunter and I guess Sean tell the story like, no, it was supposed to be. The joke was we're 40-year-old men acting like we're in our 20s. But you weren't 40-year-old men acting like you were in your 20s. You were just acting dumb. And it wasn't funny, and the product had evolved past that, but it's this whole different era of DX. Like, there's really three distinctive eras of D-Generation X. There's the formation with Hunter, Sean, and China, and that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Road Dogg, Triple H, X-Pac-led version. See, well, that's the one that... The invasion, and it's like, okay, that was a...
Oh.
That was a more fun, you know, PG-13-ish right. version, maybe.
Like
PG-13 plus.
College frat.
Right, version. Like that.
Yeah.
And then the third one was the goofy one, which was just Sean and Hunter at 40-something years old acting like.
I just kickstand.
That's the best moment of that whole era. Where he goes, "What's your name?" "Stan." Boom! I just kickstand. Easily the best part.
Sean's the GOAT.
Sean is great.
That was a good moment.
See? I just kickstand. And I think that was like at the end of DX because I feel like that had something to do with maybe the Undertaker match. And if I remember that, I might be confusing these bits, but Sean just walks down this long hallway and super kicks everyone who's in the hallway, just kicks them.
I think one of them was a child at one point, but it didn't show it, of course.
So that was when Hunter went to get Sean and he was like a cook.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And he like super kicks the child, but you don't see it. All you hear is the. That's good. Let's go.
And now the super kick is a middle of the.
Yeah, they've absolutely destroyed it. Shout out to the Usos.
It's nothing. Well,
call it what it is.
The Usos.
You see their WrestleMania match against each other? Hey, Jay, I'm going to super kick you. Jimmy, I'm going to super kick you after.
Yeah, that's a bad job by my boys. Those are my boys, but yeah, that's a bad job.
Well, that's what the Young Bucks did. Like the Super Seth Rollins was the high spot
at some point.
Yeah.
I think this weekend is a big pay-per-view weekend.
The Saturday Night
PLE. So they have two. They have Saturday Night Live. What is it? Saturday Night's Main Event. Uh-huh. And then they have a women's PLE.
Is it Evolution? Is
yes. That is? Yeah. And apparently that was a disaster. It sold less than 5,000 tickets. But they're countering AEW's All In, which I'd have to check with our correspondent. But I think that's their biggest pay-per-view of the year. I don't know if All In is their biggest pay-per-view or Double In. I can't remember which one.
Why'd
is.
Why they do that?
Because I don't know why they do that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. They.
It ends up being a bad look.
They
let them do their little pay-per-view and just move on.
They are obsessed with AEW. Like, they constantly counter-program that, just like Vince did in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, we don't live in that world anymore. Right. Just let them live. Let them eat. But anyways, that's the house show with D'Lo and Casey.
You didn't know since July 10th, Kuminga hasn't been traded to the Kings, so.
No, he sure hasn't. Yeah, Nobody has been traded to the Kings or from the Kings, for that matter.
I saw a workout video with Kuminga this morning.
Yeah? Hey, well, like, what kind of workout video was it on?
It was just working on his game.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes, there's the three-point video. Oh, there's the shirtless video. He looks swollen. Oh, there's the weird trainer video where he's like running through trash cans or something. Was it just
just him getting like doing moves?
Oh, boo! Yeah. Run through a flame or something, would you? Like Chris has
shoot
got
with
it right.
The tennis racket.
Did he put on 10 pounds of muscle?
Oh, gosh.
Who said he grew? Was Jonathan Kuminga the guy who grew 7 feet?
Remember yeah, that's when what Perk said.
Remember when Kendrick Perkins said, I heard he's 7'5" now. Oh, man.
Let me see if I can pull it up, see if there's anything I missed. Let's see. Hold on. Well, I'll get to it eventually. Oh, he's dunking.
The 10
pound. A little alley-oop right here. Oh, it is. It is Durag Kuminga.
Oh, that means he's unhappy. I think that means
and
he wants.
Wait a minute, there is. Trainer.
I think that means he wants Buddy Hield traded.
Oh, yeah. The Durag is the universal sign to trade Buddy Hield.
Did he have his ankle wrapped up?
Not yet. But there is.
He'll give it time.
There is Trainer. I forgot. There is Trainer out here hitting him with the. The foam thing.
Wait.
While he's trying to make these moves.
Is Buddy still on the Warriors?
Yeah. That's a post-game podium, Buddy.
Buddy got 9.2 due to him this year. 9.6.
Hey.
And then he's got a player option at 10. You calling for it?
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, man, he's desperate. He's like, hey, we're play the game.
We playing every day till August.
Play the game.
And I'm going to miss a week.
Oh, you're going to miss a week. It is 12 to 4. And still, nothing funnier than Kyle's scribbled out name. All right. Buddy Hield. Allegedly is 32 years old.
Check the Carfax. Oh,
only his mother knows if that's true.
Gotta check the Carfax with that one.
Buddy Hield, 9 years in the association. Former number 6 overall pick out of the 2016 NBA draft. Shavano Hield peaked. Is that correct? Stand by. Everybody hang on. Nobody panic. Shavano peaked at...
Maybe like 21 million, though. Around.
Close. It was 24.9. Mm. Shavano peaked at $24.9 million in the 2020 season with the Sacramento Kings. Again, 9 seasons for Siobhan O'Heal, the former number 6 overall pick in the 2016 NBA draft. Career earnings for one Buddy Hield, who has played for Sacramento, Indiana, Philadelphia, and now the Golden State Warriors. Career earnings for Buddy Hield are what? KC goes 147.
I
Jesse,
almost changed my answer too. I'm just throwing this one up.
Jesse goes 156. Both of you went a little high. 113,683,741. Kenny Caraway with a much needed victory that puts the score now at 12-5.
Let's go. Yeah.
What was Buddy's first contract?
Yeah.
I would like to remind you, it costs money to tell you
contracts
were. Oh, yeah,
I forgot. Spotrack sold out on us. Never mind.
Hey, come on. Come on, Zay.
Kenny hits a 3 and cuts the lead to 36.
Damn. I feel a lot better after that.
Come on.
The cold part is, as previously stated, Kenny is off next week.
Don't worry, we're doing
well,
two tomorrow.
The commissioner of the league is off the following week.
There we go.
Hey, get ready for another pocket watching when we return.
You can't cook the books.
No, Matt George, hang on a second. We got
our sixth pocket watching game by the time Matt gets here.
Every segment, like in an NBA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finals facts. On
hey, if someone wants to sponsor it, we'll do one an hour. Safeway, if y'all want to sponsor Pocket Watching, we'll see you in the aisles. Golden One, we got you. Whatever it is. Giants not playing today?
No, I finally got a day off. They played like 15 straight days, 16, 17 straight days. It's crazy. I remember at the beginning of that stretch, I was like, man, these guys, they're gonna need a day off at some point. But they got the day off, gearing up for a big time series over the weekend. The
and
Dodgers, who are struggling right now, come to town. I said yesterday, if the Giants can get that NL West lead to down to four by the time the All-Star break gets here, I'll take that. You win two out of three this weekend, the lead will be four. So it's right there for him. Saturday is going to be a crazy day. Did you see what's going on? Saturday, Otani's
pitching. That's crazy. And your ass was trying to get a ticket to that game.
How much a ticket for
that
one?
That is nuts.
I checked before we were
I'm literally pulling up right now because I saw Paulo Wells' message in the chatty house.
There's no way they're less than $400.
Well, they've got some like that, but it's $160 to get in. That's the cheapest. $160 for one ticket. I just want to go by myself.
$160.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
But there's no way it's going to be one of your seats. We saw your seats. Oh. And all that beer, too. I didn't even know you was a beer drinker.
I didn't drink, though.
It was like four beers at your seat.
That's not where I was sitting.
Okay, we see that picture on Instagram. What are we supposed to think? Oh, look, Kenny's sitting right behind Logan Webb at the Giants game.
I didn't sit in no seats. I just took a picture.
You can sit in the bleachers for $160.
Where around?
Like the lower level?
Yeah, the bleachers, yeah, section 141, I guess.
Around,
that's not bad.
Around where I was at, that's a lot of money for one game. And
for one ticket, yeah, for
innings.
One ticket. Hey. It's going to be the greatest two innings
also,
in your life.
It's also Barry Bonds
bobblehead. Well, you get a bobblehead for $140.
Where I sat for that Giants-A's game is like $610 a ticket.
At Oracle?
Yeah. Man,
you are rich.
Did I watch that game at Oracle? No, I didn't.
Well, game hasn't happened yet.
I'm not going.
We don't know that. That game's Saturday?
Yes.
We don't know that. When's your flight? See, we don't know that. See? We don't know.
I'm not going to be there.
We. That's what you say. We'll come back. We'll come back. Matt George going to join us here a little over about 30 minutes or so. And an unlikely proponent for a college football salary cap. I hear him, but man, his example was a little bit off. We'll explain. Plus, KD doing KD things again on Twitter. Always a win. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento.
And Pocket Watching coming up soon.
Matt George is going to join us in about 30 to 45 minutes. I didn't realize he didn't make the trip out to Las Vegas this week for Summer League. Which is, I mean, Summer League is a cool experience. Like, I love that Trista goes every year. Trista's very well connected. So, like, for her to be able to go, she legit, there's a shoot. She gets to hang out with general managers, and I don't really have connections like that. So I don't really need to go to Summer League again. Like, it's cool. And if you're a Hoop fan, like, being able to do it once is pretty dope. Like, you get to, you know, you watch a game at the Thomas and Mack. You cross over and watch at the Cox Pavilion and like, hey, that's dope. But it's not something I feel like I need to do every year. And, you know, the Sean Cunninghams and Deuce Mason and all those guys who go year after year, like, man, good for y'all.
Has Summer League peaked? I guess the spectacle of it, because, like, I remember, was it Lonzo that summer where it was just everything sold out?
I mean, that one was crazy. There was the Zion summer, which I think was the earthquake. So, what's that bag you got right there? Oh, okay. You brought the slumming it bag. That's all right.
No, this is what I have. You know what I'm saying?
Don't lie to me and don't lie to the people, because that's not the bag that was laying on your side of the counter yesterday.
This is a nice Jordan Festival bag. That's how I go down. That's how I roll.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
Okay. There was the Zion Williamson year, which was massive, which again, I think that ended in an earthquake. So I don't know.
Something on that last night.
The earthquake?
Yeah. I think Griff, they got Griff on TV. He's the one that, like, in real time, like, Griff was sitting there, David Griffin.
Uh-huh.
He was sitting there watching the game, and he goes, hey. Like, yeah, sorry for the radio audience, but he felt the earthquake in real time, and they got him on the camera. Like, what was that?
I feel like Doris was on the call.
And Doris and Mark, I think.
Oh, Mark okay.
There, yeah.
I just remember the camera panned up and the scoreboard was moving. I'm like, yo, y'all need to leave.
Get me out of here.
Hey, this isn't the Golden One Center. This isn't the Barclays. This arena wasn't built a couple of years ago. We don't know the structural integrity of that scoreboard. Will y'all get the hell out of that arena?
They would not tell me twice. The game would have been broadcasted in silence.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Y'all would have been gone.
Yeah. Coach Kara was there. She's like, we just had an earthquake. It's like, aren't you in Vegas? What? Just had an earthquake. Like, okay. All right. It's fine. Relax.
And about an hour or two later, Kawhi to the Clippers.
Was that announced at Summer League?
That night.
Mm.
I'll never forget that. It was late, too. It was like 11 o'clock that night.
I couldn't remember if that was announced at Summer League or right after Summer League. But it's cool. I was saying, like, Trista is well connected. It is really advent smart for her to go and be a part of all of those festivities. I don't really have a desire to do Summer League every year. Mm. If there was a rookie class, though, like Wemby was pretty big last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was two years ago. Mm-hmm. That was a big Summer League thing. Yeah. Like it's literally the first look at that rookie class. And if you got a Wemby, I mean, it's going to be the case tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be electric.
Yeah.
Cooper and Bronny.
Bronny, not even this class.
It'd be hilarious. You know what the funniest thing would be is if LeBron isn't courtside for that game. That would be absolutely hilarious.
This rookie class, this one's interesting. Last year's was not. But this year, I'd like to be out there for this one. Next year, I think it's going to be another pretty good rookie class. So one of these days, I'm going to get out there, man. Hopefully it's next year. Hopefully it's next year.
Well, maybe if you tell our sales team soon enough. They're literally all standing right outside this window for some reason.
It's too late. It's too late.
No, it's too late. To tell them about next year, right. Right. It's too late. Well, maybe not. We got someone on our side now.
Yeah, well, now...
We've never really had anyone on our side before. Now we do.
Look, man, we got Scott Perry here now.
So. We do. Yeah. Yeah. He's as smooth as Scott Perry, too.
He is.
Yeah, man, we got someone on our side. Deion Sanders was at Media Day. Didn't really talk a lot about his health, but was just like, hey, I'm good. I'm back. I'm here. Did say... when talking about NIL programs and different things like that, he did say, I wish there was a cap. And he said the top of the line player, this is a quote from Deion Sanders. I wish there was a cap. The top of the line players make this. And if you're not that type of guy, you know, you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. Well, that's not quite what the NFL does, Deion. But this is where he lost me a little bit.
Okay.
So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000 and you can't compete with that. And it don't make sense. Well, Deion, if the guy's not that good, why does it matter? Now, to be clear, I know what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
He just picked a weird way to express it. If the guy's not that good, he doesn't matter to your program. Who cares if some school pays him?
Right.
$2 million to do it.
Right. That was funny.
But the guy's not that darn good.
I agree with him though. Like I really wish there was some type of way to kind of regulate all this stuff, because it is an absolute free. And maybe there will be. Maybe this is the beginning of it, and people are trying to figure out how to navigate around it. But it is an absolute mess right now. There is so much money being thrown around at these young kids, and it's just a little crazy. And to Deion's point, if I got a wide receiver who I really like I really like this guy, and I think he can help me in my pursuit to win a national championship. He's not my best player. He's not even my best receiver. But him combined with my best receiver, I got a real shot. And Iowa State comes in and says, hey, number two receiver, we'll give you 3.5
yeah.
to be our number one receiver. He's like, well, Deion's looking at it like, I don't think your value is $3.5 million to me, but I want you here, but I can't compete with $3.5 million right now.
Yeah. I think the toughest thing that these schools navigate is the year-to-year, moment-to-moment poaching. Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about commitments for a year. You don't even have to commit to the season, it doesn't seem like. Oh. And college sports right now, college football, it's basically baseball, where if you got the money, you can spend it however you want to. Mm-hmm. If you, as Deion said, hey, you got a kid that's not that darn good, well, yeah, someone could pay him $500,000, and you can't keep up with that. I like, again, these are things that will evolve over time. I do not think we are inching closer to this, but there are things that will evolve over time where I do think some sort of cap has to be put in place. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with that becomes is a lot of these people are. A lot of these boosters and donors are almost predator-like. So you can operate within the salary cap. They're going to find a way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This is what we tell you we can pay you. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to tell everybody we can pay you. But that doesn't factor in this. And the other difficult part about this is NIL is all-encompassing. We use NIL as a term. We just got a Shams tweet about Marvin Bagley.
Who did he sign
with? I'm a little shook. It would be so great if he signed with the Lakers and all three of them, DeAndre, Marvin, and Luka, were on the Lakers. But in fact, he did not. He is returning to the Washington Wizards.
Oh, okay. The Wizards cooking. The Wizards cooking.
I don't think I want to eat at the Wizards' house.
Wizards don't want Kuminga. They're out of the Kuminga sweepstakes.
Those are the level of tweets you get on July 10th.
Bro, Shams was just doing ESPN PR, bro. Like, let's call it what it is. Oh, it's been massive moves. Been. Like,
oh, man.
He might have been. With the way, like, football is so so open now. With we talked about the baseball salary cap versus the baseball way of spending. It's not a salary cap versus a football salary cap or a basketball salary cap or just some type of way to navigate this. We're just so far removed from that because you have NIL being encompassed as payments towards players,
right.
And that's not exactly the case. NIL is name, image, and likeness. That's Louis Vuitton coming along to sponsor Kenny Caraway for his name, image, and likeness. That's what an NIL deal is. Mm-hmm. There are schools who have been able to get money through the auspices of NIL, and they pay players. Mm-hmm. So a school, if you go play for School A in the SEC, School A will pay each of their players a minimum of $100,000. Meaning you go to that school, you have a job, it's to be a basketball player, and you make $100,000. That's not NIL, but it's disguised as NIL. Mm-hmm. NIL, the purposes of NIL was the car dealers, the tattoo shops, the pilot gas stations in the South, all of that stuff. It is now it's just masquerading as money. Mm-hmm. NIL is just an all-encompassing term for money in college sports when that's absolutely not what it is.
Right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.